Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, July 21st. And our guest tonight is Linda from Morphe Brushes. But before we speak with Linda, I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. You can also join us in the chat room where my sister Denise will be running the chat room, and she'll get your questions and comments over the air. And right now, she has some beauty news for us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Just quickly, I have a couple of items for the beauty news. If you are in the Seattle area, the Makeup Forever Pro Roadshow will be in Seattle on tomorrow night, the 22nd. And coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th, is IMATS Vancouver, the International Makeup Artist Trade Show. For those who are not familiar with IMATS, it's produced by Makeup Artist Magazine. And this trade show will include about 29 of the best makeup and effects brands, including Bedellium Tools, Beauty So Clean, Ben Nye, Blanche McDonald Center, Red Cherry, Makeup Forever, Makeup Forever Academy. Tonight's guest, Morphe Makeup Brushes, Mink Lashes, Naked Cosmetics, Square Studio Effects, and many, many more. They'll also have a panel, the Grimm panel, with department head JoJo Myers Proud, and they'll also be having the Battle of the Brushes. I went blank for a few seconds, but the Battle of the Brushes makeup competition, so you can check out for that. It's a little smaller show than IMATS LA. And if you need more information on that show, you can go to imats.net. That's IMATS.net. And just joining us very briefly during the beauty news, excuse me, is Monetta, and I'm going to bring her in now, and she's going to talk with us about her her palette. Are you there?
I am. Good evening. How are you?
Good, good. Just introduce yourself really quickly to our listening audience and talk to us about your wonderful palette that I'm in the process of trying to fill up now.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, my name is Monetta Plassmeyer, and I invented the Stick With It cosmetic palette, and it's the only customizable palette that's available that does not use magnets. So it really eliminates the problem of, for example, like MAC Cosmetics has the magnet on the bottom and Inglots does not. And so to mix and match within one palette, it can be frustrating, as well as the different strengths in magnets. Some are weaker, some are stronger. And it takes a little bit of work. And I found a type of plastic material that acts like an adhesive that will secure the cosmetics to the surface without obviously adding anything to them to secure them to the surface. So just whatever they have, tin, aluminum, plastic, metal, non-metal, doesn't matter, it'll stick to it. And really what inspired me to create the palette was that I had gone on a trip to Europe, and I came back and basically had all of my makeup at the time in clamshells. And I really couldn't see in a quick hurry when I was in the morning traveling and trying to get out and sightsee, opening up all these individual little clamshell pieces. And I really couldn't see all the colors to mix and match my eyeshadow with when I was in a hurry to get out the door. And I thought it would be nice to see it all laid out in a palette format so I could see my favorite colors to work with, but also put them in a hard case that would protect them and something that, you know, could slip easily into my makeup bag or my purse. And so when I returned from that trip, I marched off to Nordstrom's to go buy what I thought existed, and I couldn't find anything. And that started my research project. And in my research project is when I came across the entire industry as a whole uses magnets to secure whether it's predetermined holds for a specific brand of makeup or customizable open well, meaning there's no predetermined holds to cure the eyeshadows or blushes. And so I just started doing a bunch of research and ended up going down the path of creating one and bringing it to market. Two things to really know about how it's used, two key points is how to use it and how to clean it. That seems to be the two big questions I could get asked. And how you use it is really easy. Basically, when the consumer receives the cosmetic case, when they first open it up, there's going to be a clear plastic film that they pull off to reveal a sticky surface. And they don't want to throw that away. They want to hang on to it because when you load it up, because it's double-sided, when you close it, you don't want to have a transfer of powder from one color to the other. So you lay down this clear plastic film so there is no transfer of powder and keeps your colors pure. The other thing is, because the surface secures it so well, I don't recommend using your fingers to pry them off, because especially if you depot, because sometimes those eyeshadows and colors are pressed into a really flimsy tin, and you can crack the pan. And so I actually recommend using the handle of a tweezers to just gently lift to leverage off the pans. And once you gently just lift a little corner, it comes off real easy. So that's how to use it. And then how to clean it. Because of powder and using brushes, of course, there's going to be some powder residue that builds up. And basically, I just recommend, you know, using the tweezers, pull all the makeup off, hold it upside down over a trash can, tap out any residue of powder, and either use one of two products, and only these two products, is either antibacterial wet ones or rubbing alcohol with a cotton around. I don't recommend any kind of wipes that use lotions or oils like baby wipes because they can leave the surface of the palette slippery, and then the cosmetics won't stick. So really, antibacterial wet ones, I like that because, one, it's an antibacterial formula, which is going to really clean up that palette well. But the cleaning solution that's used in that particular solution cleans up the makeup pretty easy, as well as using a very sturdy towelette that doesn't leave fibers on the surface, and plus you can just throw it away when you're done. And then the other thing is rubbing alcohol, like isopropyl rubbing alcohol, on a flattened cotton round. You just soak that cotton round in rubbing alcohol and wipe down the surface. And in both of these cleaning methods, wait for it to dry, which is pretty quick as soon as the alcohol evaporates, and then it's sticky again. And I've had my prototypes close to 4 years now, and they're still sticky. So if they're properly cleaned, not used with any oils or lotions or eye makeup remover or anything like that, the consumer can get pretty good longevity out of the palette. Yeah. And right now it's go ahead.
So I was just gonna ask, how much does it cost and where can we buy it?
Yes. They're $28 and they're available for sale on my website, which is stickwithitpalette.com. And if they're in the Los Angeles area, in North Hollywood is Nigel's Beauty Emporium, and they are available for sale there. Now, if your listeners are professional makeup artists, they can get a discount at Nigel's, 20% off the retail price of $28. So that'll give them some savings.
Oh, okay.
And if they're in the New York area, Elcon in New York, they sell the product now, too, so they can pick it up in New York if they're in that area.
Gotcha. All right. And do you want to leave with us your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, where people can follow you?
Yes, absolutely. On Twitter, it's I Stick With It. And on Facebook, It is Stick With It Palette. And Instagram is the same, Stick With It Palette.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, and thank you for this opportunity. It's nice to share the story of how it all came to be.
Exactly. And once I finish loading it up, I will be sure to let you know and send you pictures.
Oh, great. Yes, please do. I'm always curious to know what people are putting inside the palettes.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I want to use it for myself personally or just put it in my makeup kit. But I'm thinking personally.
Right. Well, you might just need more than one.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I find is some of the makeup artists, they use it for themselves, and then they buy another one to bring on set and have some to interchange. Like for myself, I have four or five that I use that I keep in my bathroom, and then I always have an empty one. So if I'm going to go travel, I have one ready to go. I can just pull out the colors I want, slap it in the new one,
right.
And it's ready to go.
Right. Right. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for this opportunity, and I look forward to listening to future episodes of Beauty Talk.
Oh, great. Yes, great. Encourage your friends to listen and to call in if they have questions.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Manetta.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, as we move from makeup palettes, we move to one of my favorite topics, makeup brushes. Again, Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. Again, just for those of you who are out there listening, if you have a question or a comment, you can call 914-803-4399 and press the option to speak with the host. Let's get started, Linda. We're going to jump right into the conversation. How did Morphe makeup brushes come about?
Well, we started about 10 years ago, and we saw a huge demand for makeup brushes at a very reasonable price, and that's what prompted us to, I guess, get on with this idea. We have, you know, professional-grade quality makeup brushes at a very, very affordable price. You know, you go to the mall, you're paying $20, $30, $40, sometimes $50 for a powder brush, and that's just ridiculous. So we thought, hey, why not bring quality makeup brushes to the beauty industry and charge a fraction of the price so that way people can, you know, spend more money on what they love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Morphe stands for the shape of beautiful. Can you explain that?
Sorry, you cut out. What did you say? Morphe stands for?
Morphe stands for the shape of beautiful. I just wanted you to explain that a little bit.
Well, just if you think about makeup brushes, you think about beauty and you think about perfection. So we kind of put two and two together and said, you know, let's tie it in with the word beautiful some way or another, because after you're done, you know, applying makeup with brushes, you tend to look beautiful.
Right.
So that's where we got that from.
Absolutely. Now, I understand that you guys you have a store now, or you're going to have a store.
We are in the works of our store. We're almost done setting house up. Our grand opening is actually August 11th, so it's in about 3 weeks. We are super, super excited because, you know, a lot of people that come to trade shows to buy makeup brushes, and we are in Burbank, California, which is so central to Hollywood, and, you know, there's just so much opportunity in our area, and it's hard to buy makeup brushes online because you can't feel, you can't touch, you don't know what the bristles feel like, you're looking for specific, you know, texture, density, and you don't get that online. You only get that at a trade show. So, you know, there's only a couple trade shows in L.A. I mean, there's IMAP, now there's FAME. There's a couple others, but why wait for a trade show when now you can come to our store?
Right. And I love the idea of that, the whole idea of having that store.
Yeah. And it's funny because when girls walk into the store, because, I mean, we're not fully open, but, you know, we're talking about it, we're advertising it, we're passing out flyers at trade shows. So if a girl stops by, they'll walk in and say, oh, my God. You know, if only I knew you were here, I wouldn't go to trade shows. So they go to trade shows to buy brushes.
Right, right.
So we're thrilled about that.
Let me ask you, because I think that's a great concept. If, from what you know, are you guys, like, the only one that you know of? pretty much in the area?
I think we're the only brush store, the only store that solely focuses on brushes, and I think we're the only kind of brush store that has the variety that we have. I mean, for those who don't know, you know, our brand and know what we carry, I mean, we have over 300 different individual brushes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a brush for every type of application, for every person's need, for every person's style. So it's not just, you know, when you go to, like, the department stores or when you go to a beauty supply, there's, like, maybe 15, 20, 30, 40 brushes to pick from. You know, we have pink handles, we have black handles, we have brown handles, we have vegan brushes, we have natural brushes, we have, I mean, we have it all. So I think we're the only one that has the selection that we have.
Gotcha. Now, you
I think that's in the nation. I don't think there's a brush store like us anywhere in the U.S.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, I can't think of anyone. I mean, I know there's a lot of the professional stores that sell a lot of makeup brushes, but not a brush only store.
Yeah.
You mentioned the trade shows. And one of the things I'm wondering is, how has your participation in the several trade shows helped the success of your company?
Oh, it's helped tremendously. You know, trade shows are great for branding. People come to trade shows and it brings awareness to what's in the industry. Because, you know, some people that are new to the industry don't know what there is. They come to a beauty show and, hey, there's all the brands that, you know, they've never heard of, and it just brings awareness. So trade shows are a must for us, at least they are right now, until we build our brand to the point to where we no longer need to do trade shows. But I don't recommend any company in this industry ever stop doing trade shows, because that does help build, you know, presence and awareness quicker than anything else can.
Absolutely. Now, you know, when you go to the several trade shows, particularly the makeup-only trade shows, when you go to these trade shows, just like there are several brands of cosmetics, you see several brush companies there. How do you feel that you guys stand out at the shows? Because there's so many of them, and then there's so many with a huge booth such as yours. Like, you have you guys have a really big booth. There's others with, you know, big booths, and then there's some, you know, just a smaller booth or whatever. How do you feel like you guys stand out? How do you grab the attention of the crowd?
I think the first thing is the way our booth is set up. It's very welcoming. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but our setup is basically like trays of brushes that are just out there. Like, you don't have to ask to feel a brush. You don't have to ask if we have a brush. You can literally walk up to the booth. The pricing is dead straight on the tray. You could pick up the brushes, feel, touch. You know, it's not like they're packaged to where you can't touch them. And, you know, makeup brushes are handmade, so sometimes they vary a little bit in the cut and the density. So we, you know, are more than happy to allow people to open up five different brushes to find out the one that feels good to them. And then I think the second thing is our prices. Like, I think our prices are unbeatable. $2 for an eyeshadow brush, $3 for a blending brush is crazy. You've never heard of that.
Right.
I think that's what separates us from other brush companies. I don't think they offer the quality for the pricing that we offer. And then we just make it so easy for people to shop. But, you know, you pick up a bucket and you pick up what you need. You don't have to worry about, you know, the packaging or anything like that. It's just, it's easy. It's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, do you ever get, because I've heard it before, do you ever get people asking you, because they see, when they come up and they see that the prices are very reasonable, do they ever question the quality of the brushes?
They do. I mean, the people that have never purchased from us before do. They're like, how the heck can you get a brush for $2?
Right.
You know, and when they do ask, it's just like, hey, I mean, you see how busy our booth is. We're not making a killer profit on each brush. We move a lot of volume. So we're able to offer those prices again, and that just goes back to why we started doing this. You know, you want to be able to offer people affordable brushes with great quality so that, you know, people can afford to buy and replace and replenish and, you know, add to their collection. Because at the end of the day, your brushes are a collection.
Right.
You know, and if each brush is $10, $15, you're not going to have much of a collection, you know, as you would if you're buying brushes for $3, $4. I mean, our most expensive brush is a powder brush, and it's $16.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, people do ask, but it's funny because when they do try, they're like, oh, my God, they're amazing.
Right.
You know, so we do get that question from the new people, the people that have never bought from us before. But the other thing is, too, at trade shows is when people see how busy our booth is, you know, it kind of just, I guess, answers that question for them because people wouldn't be buying it if they
exactly.
knew it was junk. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
actually,
that makes it easy.
Actually, I've actually been at your booth and have had people next to me, like, they come with a list. Like, they
yeah.
know exactly what they, you know, what they need and what they want. They come with a list. And it makes me wonder about when you guys get in the store, if, you know, it's like, and I know you said you don't ever want to stop doing the trade shows, but just like you said, also some of them go to the trade shows just to buy brushes. So when you guys open up and everyone finds out about it, that you have a store, I'm wondering if it's going to be, you know how like in the midst of the trade show where it's like all this madness where everybody's at your booth and you have people reaching over people and, you know, it's just crowded. If it gets like that at the store, I mean, are you guys prepared for like large crowds at the store and selling out of products? And I mean, have you thought about that?
Yeah, we have thought about that. We're learning how to manage our inventory because the last year our brand and our company has gone to a whole nother level. We've doubled in employees. I mean, we're taking off, and it's crazy because we didn't expect it. So we're actually working really hard on putting together a great inventory system to make sure that we're fully stocked of brushes. We actually just did inventory this past week, and we're ordering mass amounts of the most popular brushes to make sure that we don't have this, you know, issue of running out of brushes, because it's a bummer when, I know as a consumer myself, when I want something and I call the company and they're out of stock, it's a bummer. You know, you want the brush, you're excited about it, and you want it. Like, you want it, you want it. You know, you don't want to wait 2 months.
Right.
So
right.
we're getting our inventory on track. I think we're pretty much there, and then we're hiring 2 new people. So after our grand opening, we're going to have a staff of 3 for the front desk, I mean, for the front store. And if we need to hire more people, we will. You know, girls are knocking at our door asking us if we're hiring. So I don't think we'll have an issue finding people.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes.
Now, we mentioned Same Expo a little earlier. Same Expo to us was just wonderful. We had a great time, a great experience. And I'm just curious, because you're on the phone, how was it for you at Same Expo?
Fabulous. Outstanding. We didn't think we were going to do as good as we did. I mean, you know, we brought, again, the awareness. We got an opportunity to advertise our store. We met amazing people. Like, a lot of Instagram celebrities came to our booth and wanted to try out our brushes. So it was a great, not only networking, I mean, not only, like, you know, for our business, but it was a great show, and we networked with so many different people, and we're just so excited. I think I met you guys, actually, at Same Expo,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it was great. I mean, we didn't expect to be as busy as we were, but it's funny because I looked around the show and I noticed that our booth was the busiest booth there. What's going on? We were understaffed. We didn't expect to have the kind of crowd that we did, but, I mean, it was amazing. You know, we love things like that. We love being busy because it just, time goes fast.
Right, right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned, you know, you talk a lot about branding and things like that. How important is social media to the success of your brand?
Honestly, we haven't focused much on social media, I want to say, until the beginning of this year, because we were so consumed by the trade shows, and we didn't have a lot of people working for us, and we were very short-staffed, so we used to work a lot harder. So my partner and I finally decided to start getting smarter, and we have hired somebody to do social media. I actually hired a publicist to help alleviate a lot of the pressure and the stress that was added onto our plates, because, you know, you can only do so much. right. when you're running everything, you know? So our Instagram, I want to say in the past 2 weeks, we've jumped like maybe 6,000, no, sorry, not 6,000. We're almost at 6,000 followers. Right before Fame, we were only at 1,800.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and the social media does take a huge, does play a huge role in terms of our online sales.
Mm-hmm.
We've noticed that the more Instagram posts that we have, the more sales we generate, the more people talk about our product, the more people, you know that we're there. We have people walking into our store saying, oh, I found you on Instagram, I found you on Instagram. So social media is really, really becoming, like, very dominant in terms of, like, I want to say even marketing, you know?
Right, exactly.
You don't even really have to market anymore if you have social, if you have good social media.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's so true. So true.
It's great. It's going great. You know, we're... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Speaking of social media, on Twitter, Brandeis Beauty says, I'm tuned into at Beauty Talk Live with at Morphe Brushes. I may never buy a brush outside of them again.
Oh, how nice. High five. You're a smart girl.
You know,
that's
I think
funny.
It's that simple. I mean, something just like, you know, just being on this show now and people listening and hearing what you have to say, you never know. You could have just had some people who have never bought your brushes before.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now
exactly.
hear you speak about it makes them excited about, you know, even taking a look, you know, to see what's going
yeah.
on, you know, with Morphe brushes. I know you offer lots of brushes, and we'll get into that in a second, but one of the things I didn't see and I was just curious about, do you offer nail art brushes?
You know what? We used to, and
okay.
then we have a little bit of inventory left, but it's not on our website. We're not advertising it because we're redesigning the whole line.
Oh,
and
okay.
it honestly took a lot longer than we expected. We thought that we'd be able to sell what we had and then in the meantime design our new line, but that fell behind because our makeup brush sales picked up so much. It was such an overwhelming response within the past 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we've – the nail art business industry is not a huge, like, business for us, but mm-hmm. it's – I mean, it's significant and it does make sense to do it. So we will – we're working on it. I'd say maybe in the next 6 months we'll have our new nail brush selection completely designed and available for sale.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Cool. Well, let's
yeah.
talk a little bit about what you do have. Let's just talk a little bit in detail about the different types of brushes that you offer.
Ooh, I love this topic.
I know.
Okay, we have a little bit of everything. We have, let's see, I want to say about 6 different brush lines. We have an Italian Badger line, which is a more soft, I want to say like luxury type of bristle. It's great for like a loose or mineral powder. It's good for those women that don't like to wear heavy makeup, although you can get your heavy application out of these brushes. But it's just more like a, I want to say that line is great for loose powders and mineral makeup and for people who like light to medium coverage. It sells very well. It feels great on your skin. The blending brushes from the Italian Badger series are amazing because they're super soft. And then we have our Studio series, which is the largest selection that we have, and I would have to say the most popular. And that's just a typical black handle with a silver ferrule, kind of resembles a lot of the brushes that are out on the market. But that's our largest line because everybody loves the black handle. They like the traditional look. They don't like to be different. They don't like to be, you know, I don't know, whatever it is that their reasons are. But we found that that line sells the most. So we expand on that line more than we do on anything else. And that most of the bristles in that line are like a sable blend. We have pony blends. Anything that's white is usually like a goat blend. We also have a Studio Pro series, which is a notch up in terms of quality. So you have the Studio series, which is like maybe 200 different brushes to pick from. And then we have the Studio Pro. So what we did was we took the Studio series and made it a little bit better. and we offer that line for people that want to spend a little bit more and get better quality.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Then we have our pink series, which is a pink candle, silver ferrule. There's about 40 brushes to pick from. That line isn't as popular as the studio series, obviously, because not everybody loves pink. But when you see a pink girl at a show or in the store, she'll buy one of every brush. It's so funny. Because they're like, oh, my God, I've never seen pink brushes before. I mean, you can find pink brush sets, but I have never seen a line of pink brushes where you can hand pick your brushes and not be stuck with a kit.
Right.
So that's the beauty of that, you know? And then we have the Badger brushes in a brown handle. We also have a repeat in a black handle for the people that don't like the brown mahogany handle. We have a vegan line, which is super popular right now. It's about, I want to say, maybe 15 brushes. Sells like crazy, good for creams, liquids, good for powder application. And, you know, everybody's on this vegan kick right now. So they love the animal cruelty-free bristles and all that stuff. And then we're coming out with a new brush line, I want to say in about 60 days, which is like a vegan pro series. And this series, girls, if you are listening, is going to be amazing. It's like the creme de la creme of any makeup brush you've ever seen at the affordable pricing. So we have so much to offer, so if you haven't checked us out, I highly recommend you do, because you can buy brushes for, you know, a couple bucks and be really happy with what you get.
Wow. Linda,
so
have you ever...
brush set. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, have you ever watched the Wendy Williams show when she's, especially when she's, like, talking about food and her mouth starts to water? Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, but that just happened to me when you started talking about this Pro line of vegan brushes.
You have no idea. This Pro line, there's girls that come into the store, and I have to show it to them because I'm so excited about it. I'm like, girls, look, this is our new line. So it's literally 100% vegan, but it's a high, high, high quality vegan bristle. And just what we did was we took every brush that sells like crazy. So we took, like, the most popular blenders, the most popular powder brushes, the most popular crease brushes, the most popular bronzer brushes, and we're making them in this Vegan Pro series. So it's like the best brushes in a better bristle is what we did. And every girl that I show is like, oh, my God, can you make these in red? Oh, my God, can you make these in pink? Oh, my God, can you make these in glitter? And I'm like, no, they're only coming in black right now, but stay tuned. Maybe one day we'll have a red handle, you know? So it's going to be a big deal. I mean, we plan on launching it in about 2 months. So stay tuned, guys, because it's going to be nice.
All right. Can't wait for that one.
Me too.
All right. Yeah, let me just put a little star next to that so I can see my eyes.
Yes.
Now, as you were talking about the different brushes that you have to offer, it made me think back about the trade shows that we were just speaking of.
Uh-huh.
When you guys are set up at the various trade shows, and I know that you have, you know, very good quality brushes at reasonable prices, so you know that's what attracts some people. And then you have, like, the largest crowds of people at your booth, and that's probably attracting other people because they want to see what's going on.
Yes.
But do you think makes, well, how should I put this question? You know, when you go to the trade shows, and, of course, there are several brushes there, what makes you feel like you, Morphe Brushes is the best company there? Or what makes you feel like you can draw the crowd there? But, you know, besides the price point, besides, you know, the fact that you have great brushes, why do you feel like you guys have a really great product?
I think our banners and posters are very, very clear, and they're very inviting. They're, you know, you could see brushes that we carry on the banners. Mm-hmm. And then I also think a lot of it has to do with our customer service.
Mm.
We are all about our customers. We're friendly. We're nice. We're there to help people. We're not there to just sell a product. We're there to, you know, again, bring awareness, introduce people to our brand, if you watch us from far, you could see how our staff, like, you know, just talks to people. We're very nice. We have, you know, makeup artists that work in our booth. We have a celebrity YouTube artist that travels with us. He's like one of our, you know, on staff, I want to say makeup artist, Corin Zander. I'm sure everybody knows who he is from Encore Makeup.
Mm-hmm.
He's always with us. So I think it's, you know, if somebody like that, who is the grandfather of YouTube, is representing a brand, I mean, people that recognize him know that he's only representing something that he truly believes in, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that has something to do with it. I think our customer service has a lot to do with it. I know there's other brush companies out there that are big, that, you know, that probably do just as well as we do and do have as much presence as we do. But I think a lot of other companies forget about their customers, and that's something that we don't do, because our motto is, without our customers, you know, we'd be nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we treat people with respect. We're nice to people. We try to go out of our way to try to find them what they need. You know, if they walk up to the booth, hey, how can I help you? Are you looking for anything in particular? That's just, you know, how we introduce ourselves. And we really, really want to help people have a, I guess, like a pleasant shopping experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we laugh and smile. So I think it's inviting.
And, you know, and I agree. You guys are friendly when you approach the booth, and you do actually talk to people. It's not just, you know, waiting for them to hand you the basket, you know, make the sale and move on. But with Corin at your booth, and matter of fact, when he was at your booth at Fame, I didn't get a chance to come over. But I'm assuming he was doing some demonstrations with the brushes. Is that what was going on?
Yeah, like we'll put up a little platform for him. You know, girls have questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though they know makeup brushes, there's so many different brushes that we have that, you know, some girl that, I mean, like, there's makeup artists that don't know what every brush is for, you know, so it's nice to see that. So if somebody asks, hey, what is this brush used for, you know, Corin will come over, or, you know, I'll come over, or Nancy will come over and, you know, explain it. And then, you know, we'll do a demo. Like, hey, why don't you walk on this side and let's show you how the brush is really used.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, that's
good.
Yeah, it really helps, you know, because, I mean, for myself, even with all the experience that I have, you know, sometimes I shop and I look at brushes everywhere I go. I'll see a brush and I'm like, God, what is this for? And, I mean, I'm the person behind the scenes designing brushes, you know?
Right.
So it's nice to have the experience and the expertise, and that's why we have so many different people on staff, because, you know, everybody feels comfortable with somebody. And, you know, it could be me, it could be Corin, it could be, you know, Chris. Sometimes it's so funny, girls will come up to the booth and they don't want to talk to a girl, they want to talk to a guy. So I'll get them a guy. Sometimes they want to talk to a guy that, you know, is a makeup artist, so I'll get them a guy who's a makeup artist. So we're pretty well-rounded.
Right. Now, are you a makeup artist, Linda?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not a makeup artist, but I don't know the application.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know application, but I don't do it on other people. I can do it on myself and
right.
do a very good job. But I'm not one that has, I'm not very artistic. Let's just put it at that and leave it at that. But I'm really good at designing and knowing what we have to do to get quality makeup brushes. That's where I come in.
Right, right. Right. Have you noticed, like you said, you guys have been doing this for about 10 years. Have you noticed a change in the beauty industry when it comes to makeup brushes in general? Have you noticed any changes from when you guys first started doing this and now?
Yeah, I think there's a lot more makeup artists now and a lot more people that want to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it has to do with society and keeping up with being beautiful and celebrities and everything that goes on, you know, day to day. So I feel like women try harder now than they did before. And it's not just, you know, let's put some powder and mascara on and I'm good to go. It's like, no, let's do my whole face and I'm good to go.
Right.
So I feel like that changed maybe about 4 years ago, where we saw the change in, you know, just the industry. I mean, there's just so much more out there and so many more brands and so many more makeup artists, and academies are blowing up and schools are getting busier. You know, we work with several schools. We supply makeup brushes to several schools, and it's like they're so busy. And it's like, oh, my God, our enrollment's out of control. Our enrollment's out of control. And it's like more and more girls want to become makeup artists.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel it. I see it.
And I often wonder where that comes from. What is it that's making so many people want to be makeup artists?
I don't know. I think it's maybe competition with beauty. Like, you know, girls see beautiful girls and they're like, oh, my God, I want to look like that.
Right.
I got to go to school to look like that, you know. Because some
right.
people can't get to, you know, some people aren't self-taught and don't have it in them to teach themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's my personal opinion.
So true. That's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned the various, you know, types of brush lines that you have, but I also understand and know that you guys, you have your brush sets, your pro and travel sets, your makeup palettes, individual
yes.
eyeshadows, disposable items, you know, cases
yes.
and aprons. And now, how well does those things do in the scheme of things when it comes to your sales?
Our makeup palettes sell like crazy. Our individual eyeshadow is fairly new. We started that about a year and a half ago. We started with 28 colors, and it sold, but it wasn't like something that really sold because I think the variety and the selection was only 28 colors. Girls are like, you know, I only have 28 colors to choose from. It's kind of like where you build your own palette type of thing. But
mm-hmm.
we're up to 50 colors, and I'm actually a shipment's coming in a couple of weeks where I have 17 more colors. And what I did was I took the eyeshadow that we started with about a year and a half ago, and I made the best possible, like the best possible pigment out there. Girls
mm-hmm.
that try this eyeshadow are like, what the heck? It's only $2?
Right.
How could you get this kind of eyeshadow for $2? And, I mean, you know, it costs us a little bit more to up the formula. You know, I'm not going to lie, but we didn't raise our prices because, again, our whole thing is affordability and quality, you know. But our eyeshadows are taking off. Our makeup palettes are amazing. We have, you know, about 4 palettes now that are custom that myself and a couple other makeup artists that I work with actually handpicked the colors. We designed them ourselves, so you can't find them anywhere on the market. Because I feel like with makeup palettes, you know, sometimes you don't get what you want, and sometimes there's just, you know, too many bright colors and too many this. So we're trying to come out with palettes that are very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to put as much in your kit as you would, you know, if you just bought a bunch of different palettes.
Right.
So our makeup palettes do well. The disposables are an accessory. You know, a lot of girls buy the disposable mascara wands and the groomers and the sponges and the eyeshadow applicators. So those do well, but our main thing is our brushes. Our brush kits do really well for students,
mm-hmm.
people that are starting off that don't want to invest a lot of money into a brush kit. I mean, our average brush kit sells for about $30-$40, and you're getting like 10 to 15 pieces in a kit. So, you know, that's very affordable for somebody who's going to school.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and as you build on your kit, you come in, you pick out brushes, you know, you add and all that good stuff. But our brush sets do really well, you know, like I said, especially for the students and at trade shows and for people who aren't looking to spend, you know, $100, you know, as opposed to like buying a kit for $45 that has 15 brushes and it'll cost them $100 if they buy them individually. So.
Right.
Now, Linda, you mentioned your, of course, your brushes, and you mentioned your makeup palette, but you didn't say anything about your fabulous makeup remover wipes.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot. We have so many things I forget. Those are amazing. They smell like crazy.
Really
they
are.
Smell they smell so do. Good.
And I love
them. They smell so good. Yes. My favorite's the apricot, and everybody stays away from it because they're like, an apricot, I don't know about that. But if you open it and smell it, it smells amazing, amazing. The green tea smells, they all smell good, you know, but the apricot's my favorite. But they're amazing if you're having a lazy night and you don't want to wash your face or you have, you know, I don't know, like face that you just want to get rid of with a wipe. They're just easy. They're accessible. They're inexpensive. You get 30 tissues for $3.99, which is great. At the shows, I think we saw them for $3. but they're good for your skin. I mean, my sister-in-law has super sensitive skin, and she uses them, and she has no issues. So, yes, our wipes are amazing. I forgot about those.
And then, Linda, where do you see Morphe brushes going? Let's say, like, within the next 3 years, and then maybe within the next 5 years.
In the next 3 years, I see us in our store outgrowing the space because that's what's been happening over the past 2 years. We have a little, what we did with our store was we chopped it in half and we did half of it like a little store, and then the other half was going to be actually for seminars. What we were going to do was rent out our space to makeup artists and people who are looking to, you know, care, like, you know, promote a seminar and don't have the space and, you know, don't want to go somewhere else and whatever. That's what our plan was. But in 3 years, I definitely see us on the other side of the store. I see the seminar section becoming a store because I feel like we've already outgrown it and we haven't even really done much.
Right.
And then in 5 years, I see us in a bigger location. In a, I don't know, a two-story mega store with escalators in it, because it's just, it's crazy. I mean, we haven't done, like I said, we haven't done any advertising. All we really do is promote at trade shows, and we have about 10 to 15 girls walking in the store every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand because you guys haven't officially opened your store in Burbank yet, but you have people. But you still have people coming to the store.
Yeah, well, because we work out of the office. There's an office in the back, and that's our office
space.
Gotcha. So we're there, and, you know, I mean, if I was a girl and I got a flyer that says there's a store in Burbank and I knocked on the door and nobody let me in, I'd be pretty pissed, you know? So we give them the opportunity to shop. But, yeah, our official launch is in August. I mean, the store's set up. You know, we just have, like, last-minute decorating touches that we're trying to do, you know, put up a couple things. But all the brushes are out, all the makeup's out, all the brush kits are out. Everything's out. Everything's out. So, yeah, girls can come on by and shop for them local ones that can't wait.
And are you guys doing anything special for this launch?
We're having a grand opening party on the 11th in the evening. It's by invitation only.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to invite editors, bloggers, and people that can bring awareness to the industry. We want people to know we're there. You know, again, people wait for trade shows, and we want to eliminate that waiting period for them. So we are having a little party, offering a great discount. We're going to do makeovers. We're going to do some raffles, some giveaways. We're working with a couple companies that are donating some stuff. We're actually going to do a giveaway ourselves for, you know, some type of product certificate so they could shop in the store. And then for the first week, let me mention this. For the first week of after our grand opening, so from the 12th until the following Monday, whatever that date is, we're going to do 40% off our entire store.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So that's going to be like the grand opening special for those that can't make it to the grand opening party, because, you know, there's only a certain amount of people that will fit in the store. We can't invite the whole world. We are extending that 40% discount for the first week after opening, and that's going to be open to anybody that comes in.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome.
And that's just for people visiting the store. That's not online, correct?
Yeah, just the store. Yeah, it's just going to be a store special.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're thinking about doing a gift of some sort, but that's not set in stone yet. We're going back and forth about that. So we're thinking 40% off and a gift with purchase. So, yeah, it's exciting. We're really excited. We are really excited. Never in my wildest dreams would I ever thought this is what I'd be doing. Exciting.
Nope. Now, we have a question from the chat room, and Sharon Tina is wanting to know, which specific brush set would you suggest for students just starting out? What's a good
There's
starter
a set?
There's
a set on our website. It's set number 682. It's an 11-piece brush set. It has the essentials. You know, sometimes you get a kit, and there's so many eye brushes, and there's so many redundant brushes that it's like unnecessary type of thing, you know, unless if somebody's looking for a kit that has a lot of eye brushes. But for somebody who's just starting out but doesn't want to spend a lot of money, set 682 is $39.99. It has 11 brushes. It has a powder brush, a blush brush, a bronzer brush, a foundation application brush. It has a stippling brush. And then the rest of them are eyeshadow, concealer, blending, and eyeliner brushes. And the quality on that kit is top-notch.
Wow. That's the best price out there.
Yes, it is.
That's the best price out there.
Now, how are you able to, and I don't know, maybe you spoke about this, but how are you able to keep your prices so low and still offer great quality, but, you know, keep your prices, and I know you're going to make tons of money by keeping it low, but, like, how do you really, I don't want to ask how do you really, really make money, because, of course, if you offered a brush at $50 as opposed to $5, of course you can make.
You make more money.
More money, but yeah. you would, in order to make that an advantage for you, you would have to sell, you know, to me, selling brushes at $50, I would want to sell a million brushes at $50, whereas, you know, you could probably sell a million brushes at $5. But
exactly.
how do you
answered my question. You answered the question.
But, you know, there are companies out there who do sell brushes at higher prices, and they're selling a ton of them.
Because it's a brand. People are paying for brands. You know, like if you think about MAC, what are people really buying? They're not buying a brush
exactly.
That came from a magical place. You know, they're paying for the brand. And
I was just going to say when I was asking the question and when I said that I thought to myself, well, you know, they buy the brushes at $50 the first time, but then they don't come back because they realize what they're actually really getting.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we don't make as much money as other companies, but we move a lot more because we're high volume, because of the affordability. So, you know, somebody's more than likely going to come back for a $4 blending brush instead of going to the mall for a $12 blending brush. You know, so we've won that customer over for life, and then that's where customer service kicks in. And, you know, we treat them right. We are good to them. You know, if they have any issues with their orders or with their brushes, you know, because, I mean, there are brushes that do, you know, have defects to them. We replace them. We don't ask any questions. You know, a girl can come into the store and be like, hey, I mean, I had a lady come in maybe 2 months ago. She's like, I bought this brush, and I remembered her because I helped her. And she's like, this was the only brush that broke. Like, it came off the handle. And I looked at the brush, and it looked like it had been through the washer. Like,
wow.
She literally gave it to her dog to chew on it for, like, 6 months, you know? It didn't look
right.
Like it had been used a couple times. But, you know, I could have fought with her and said, sorry, lady, you know, our policy is, you know, the first couple days if it falls apart. But I took the brush, and I handed her a new one, and I said, have a nice day. And she was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. And I said, you're welcome. You know, I mean, she's going to come back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think that's where customer service kicks in. Like, you just got to treat your customers, you know, the way you want to be treated. At the end of the day, they're customers just like you are.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Exactly. And, you know, and what you're saying about, you know, they're buying a brand is so true. Because when you buy those brushes from those popular brands, and, you know, the hairs come off the handles just like a cheap brush. The hairs, you know, you put certain brush cleaners on them and they fall apart just like an inexpensive brush.
Yeah.
But the only difference is I'd much rather go back and buy that $5 brush again and again and again as opposed to buying that $50 brush again and again and again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, somebody can go home and buy a brush and soak it in water. I have no idea how they're treating it, but obviously if you're soaking a brush in water and you're emerging it, like, the glue's going to come apart and the bristles are going to come out. You know, there's no preventing
that.
There's
no preventing
that
at all.
So you're right. Yeah, so you're right. You know, come back and buy a $4 brush as opposed to going back and buying a $13 brush. But they're all made the same way. I mean, granted, there are brush companies out there that do make, you know, cheap quality brushes, but we stand behind our quality and we guarantee our brushes. So if they fall apart, we replace them. You know, we take a lot of pride in our manufacturing. We make sure that things are made right. you know, if our manufacturer sends us something that doesn't meet our standards, we're like, hey, remake it. We're not selling this. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to put our name on something that doesn't meet our standards. So we're really picky about what we put on our shelves.
Yeah. And when, and you know, when as a makeup artist, when you're really educated about brushes, then you can tell, you know, just because something is $5 doesn't mean it's cheap or, you know, or was made poorly.
Yeah. Yeah. See, but in the industry, people know that. I feel like people, like retail customers and people that buy at the malls and stuff, they don't get that. I didn't get that until I became a part of the beauty industry, you know, until I started going to trade shows and I started seeing that I could get, hey, this eye cream for $10 instead of $60 online.
Right.
You know? So it's just awareness. You got to bring that awareness to people because it's the only way people are ever going to learn.
Right. I mean, you're talking to two people now that have over 1,000 brushes combined. So,
yeah.
I mean, we've bought brushes for $4. I've bought brushes for $40, you know, over a 15-year career, you know. And there's not, you know, I mean, yeah, the hairs, you know, feel a little different. The hairs feel a little better. Some of them, you know, that I've paid a lot of money for, I still have, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not much of a difference, honestly.
Yeah. And that's why we have so many lines as well, is to cater to everybody's needs. Like our Badger line is really soft. So if you want soft brushes, hey, we have them. If you want coarser brushes and you want, you know, denser brushes, we have them. So, I mean, we have more, the Badger line is a little bit more expensive. We have more expensive brushes for the people that want that luxurious feel. You know, so we cater to everybody. I mean, if you want to spend $2 or $1.85 on a brush, we have it. If you want to spend $10, we have it. You know, so that's I think the niche that we have is our variety.
Right.
So, Linda, tell us all of your social media outlets. Give your addresses so that people know how to contact you guys.
Okay, we are available on www.morphebrushes.com. That's our main website. We have an Instagram, a Twitter, and a Facebook, and they're all Morphe Brushes. And that's spelled M-O-R like Robert, P like Peter, H like Harry, E like Edward, Brushes, B-R-U-S-H-E-S. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. And we're actually doing a giveaway on Instagram soon, so start following us so that way you guys can take advantage of that and be a part of that giveaway.
All right. And our very last question of tonight is, what is beauty to you?
What is beauty to me? Feeling comfortable in my own skin.
Nice.
It really is. Whether it's with a lot of makeup or a little bit of makeup, as long as I feel beautiful, that's beauty.
I love it.
Simple and beautiful, you know?
That's right. Absolutely.
You don't need a lot of makeup to be beautiful. You just need to feel good about how beautiful you are.
Absolutely.
For some girls, it's no makeup. For some girls, it's a lot of makeup. It's just feeling comfortable, you know?
Absolutely right.
That's how I feel about beauty.
It's just that simple.
Yep.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm so happy we were able to get you on.
I'm so glad.
And we are excited about this new store. And then in 2 months, you guys are going to have the new Vegan Pro Series brushes. So we're just looking forward to following you guys and seeing what's new.
Yeah, we'll be a lot more active on our social media channels, so stay tuned for all the cool stuff that's going to start happening.
That's right. So keep us posted. Keep us posted.
I will.
We'll announce all you guys' contests and whatever else you have going on. Just let us know, and we'll make announcements for you guys. But
awesome.
Again,
thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We're happy to get you on, and we're going to have to check back in with you guys, let's say, maybe several months from now, after all the new stuff is coming. We'll get you guys back on to tell us all about it.
Yes, I'm excited. Can't wait.
Right. Thanks again, Lynn. And thanks again.
Thank you.
Help. And for those of you who listen to tonight's show, if you like it, go out and mark it as a favorite. And until next week, everyone have a great week and a good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.